David, everybody raves about your speed and talks about how quick you are. What does that make, how does it make you feel when everybody talks about how fast you are and they compare you to all these players they've seen and they say you're the fastest one they've ever laid eyes on?
Yeah, that's crazy because a lot of great players come through here and me having a speed advantage, so-called, to say over them, just makes me wonder how my career turned out.
Is that the part of your game you enjoy the most? Is that the strength of your game, or is it the speed?
Yeah, it sounds weird to say it, but when I get to use my speed, like when I get into open space, that's when I like it, and I get to enjoy it the most.
What was day one like for you yesterday?
Good. Went through practice. It was smooth for me and hot. Everybody will say that. And other than that, I had a pretty good day of practice.
Is it nerve-wracking as every other back gets reps before you because you're the new guy in?
No, it's good because I get to watch them.
Yeah.
Make sure I do it right. So, you know, I'm the new guy, and that's the way it was everywhere I started. You're not going to just come up and be placed in front of the guys that's been here and done it. So,
David, what's the pressure like being a first-round draft pick coming in? A lot of people already raving about your speed. What is that like?
Yeah, it's not even like the people or outsiders' expectations for me. It's just my expectations for myself. I put a lot of pressure on myself and very competitive. So I want to have a successful rookie season and a career. So best way to start that is to learn this playbook and adjust to the speed of the NFL.
You said you want to have a successful rookie season. What would constitute a successful rookie season here?
Well, I make a goal sheet every year before my season starts. So once I find out my exact role on the team, I'll make that goal sheet and probably after the first preseason game and, you know, start it out. And the goals on there will be not easy to obtain.
Yeah. And what were your goals last year?
100 yards a game, score, have a touchdown for every game. All ACC, All American.
Did you hit most of them?
Yeah. Over, say, 80% of my goals on the sheet.
Was first round draft pick a goal?
Yeah. It was. You know, to have one of the top performers at the combine was a goal, and then to beat in the first round was a goal, and I obtained both of those. So I expect a lot out of myself.
Coach Coughlin was saying yesterday, running back by committee wasn't the phrase he used, but having the depth and being able to get guys a lot of reps make you feel good knowing that it seems like everybody's going to get their opportunity to run the football?
Yeah, definitely. You never want to be that guy that felt like he didn't get his, fair chance. And everywhere I've been, the coaches give you your shot. And whether it's two chances or 12 chances, you got to take advantage of every one.
Between the coaches, the players, the general manager just here, they said they have no concerns about your speed and athleticism and everything. It's you have to learn how to protect Eli and do the other little things. How far along are you progressing with that?
Yeah, well, we haven't started contact yet, so that stuff will come along, and I just take it one day at a time and try to get better each day.
Yeah, but did you feel like you have a confident understanding of the scheme and the responsibilities?
Oh yeah. Learning the playbook is first and foremost, and after that, then you can start learning your rhythm and moving forward with the way the game flows.
David, it's your first training camp so far. How has the reality met your expectations?
Just going through practice. Yesterday was my first practice, so there's not a lot I can say about it. And just trying to get better each day is my goal. You never want to take a step back or come in and feel like you didn't get better. So.
Hey, Kevin Gilbride was the first one to say in the spring that you were one of the more explosive players they had. Eli has said it recently. Could you tell? Your speed, your quickness. Could you tell that it was making that kind of impression, standing out?
Yeah, I mean, not for them to make the comments. I didn't know it stood out that much, and. It's just me, and I just go out there and use my God-given abilities.
So when you hear that, does that help give you confidence and say, already I'm making this kind of impression?
It's just like I haven't played a game or I haven't done any NFL competition other than practice. So, you could be a star at practice, but until you step on the game field and make impacts in a game. So I'm just waiting for that opportunity.
Hey, How much you looking forward to that first preseason game? That'll be your first real test, I guess.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that and going against another defense for contact anytime. I know we have scrimmages here, so I'm just looking to go through a full speed contact motion.
Were you surprised that you were able to haul in that pass yesterday, that short one that was over your head?
Nah, it was thrown in my area, so I figured it was my ball. So I didn't want to be the guy that watch it float over and hit the ground. So I just went up and grabbed the instincts.
Was it for you?
Yeah, it was. After I caught it, I looked back and see was a receiver behind me or something, but it wasn't.